Alright, so for the Plymouth Argyle website, we have here, Plymouth Argyle fans were sad to see you leave the club back in 2001. Was the move to Australia a dream come true for you?
It was a dream from the perspective that I got to travel at a time I was married and all that. It was a pretty exciting adventure. But no, the dream didn't quite turn out as I first expected it to, but there was a few personal things along the way, and the league itself when I came in was a little bit of a disappointment, but it's all turned out nicely now, Ben. Yeah, it's all come full circle, and it's very exciting now. Yeah.
Great. Fab life in Australia consists of endless days of sun and barbecues.
Yes. Yeah, it does. It's sunny most of the time. We never have a winter, and it's fantastic, yeah.
Although, like, you would say we never have winter, but...
Yeah,
like, you know, it's winter for us now.
Yeah, it is winter for you guys now, but as far as we're concerned.
Right. You played under Paul Sturrock at Argyle. What was he like to work with?
I was only there for a short period under Paul Sturrock, but he came in and he was very professional, very thorough, and it was impressive. He was an impressive coach, and he did offer me a new contract to stay there, but it was more down to the financial restraints, I think, that were on the club at the time, that I probably chose a different pathway, for my own self-development as well, as a person as well as a player, I chose to change countries.
Alright, so what are the main differences between football in the UK and football in Australia?
Well, there's not that many differences when it comes to the actual game now. The brand new game in the A-League is right up there with anything that pretty much I played in last year. There were some games which were on par with many games you see on TV in England, but I think the major difference is the public awareness, and last year that changed an awful lot. All of a sudden there was media reports and TV coverage and all these other things that go with it, but whereas back home is the expectation, every town you go to and every club that you arrive at, every fan expects their team to win, and it's very, very passionate back home, and it's probably the major difference, but they're starting to get that here.
Yeah, okay. What would be the highlight of your playing career thus far?
Highlight of the playing career so far, I would probably split it into four categories. My debut for Swindon Town at the age of 18, at the time Glenn Hoddle was there, my debut. Then it would have been winning the championship with Swindon Town under Steve McMahon at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We won it clear by about four or five games to the half, which was very enjoyable. That year also coincided with me making my debut for the Irish under 21s, which I was obviously honoured because of my parents' connection. And then the first year of the A-League with Central Coast Mariners, we went all the way to the grand final, and 43,000 people in a country that had never seen anything like that. It was football before, and to be part of that whole new experience was a fantastic honour.
Alright, good answer. Will you ever return to the UK to play club football there?
To play club football, I think, is very unrealistic. To coach club football, maybe something different. I'm obviously 32 now, I'll be 33 at the end of my contract here since Coach Mariners. I'd like to envision that I'd stay in the A-League for another three, maybe 4 years, and I'd probably finish my career over here. The reasons that the league is on the up and up, and back home, if you were to go back realistically, there's not many jobs available, there's lots and lots of players, so I see my future in football wise, playing wise, in Australia, but after playing, who knows.
Alright. Argyle fans fully remember you as a strong running, high energy player. What is your favourite memory from your time at Plymouth?
Favourite memory from my time at Plymouth, okay. It's a tough one. My favourite memory would probably be, it was a bit of a bittersweet memory, because it was my final day at the club. I didn't play in the final game of the season, but there was the annual ceremony over there, that the awards get presented on the field on the final home game, and I was presented with lots of nice accolades. So I picked up the players player, the fans player, and also the regional fans player as well. So it was a great year for me personally. So,
what's the difference between the regional fans player and...
We have different regional fans areas in Plymouth, because it's such a well-supported club. You have Northern Branch, London Branch, and then obviously the home supporters as well. So I managed to pick up a travelling one, which I think was the Northern Branch, and also the the local paper one, which was the home supporters plus the player's player.
Correct. Do you still follow the results of Plymouth or keep in contact with the club at all?
Yeah, for a long time there I knew a lot of the players that were still there. Lots of my friends have moved on to different clubs, and the last person I was really close to was David Friot, who was actually renting my house, which I only recently sold in Plymouth. So my connections with Plymouth were still pretty strong until a couple of weeks ago, and I've still got many friends there. So I'm actually going home in a couple of weeks, and I plan to meet up with a couple of ex-players, John Beswetherick, John Ashton, and Young Hilly as well. So I'll meet up with a few of them, so there'll be a little bit of a reminiscing going on, I'm sure, Pilgrim.
You've played alongside some great Argyle players such as Paul McGregor, Mike Heathcote and Paul Watton. Who would you say was your favourite Argyle player from that time?
Heathcote would be right up there as a leader. He's one of the best that I've ever played under. Always led by example, and was inspirational on and off the field. He went through the rightful age as well, about 36 or something, and was one of the fittest men I've ever seen in my life. So someone like him was pretty inspirational. But the question was about Plymouth players, yeah?
Yeah, so there's also Paul McGregor and Paul Watton.
Yeah, and Paul Watton went on to have a great career with Plymouth. I didn't play with him for that long. Someone like Heathcote would definitely be an inspiration to a lot of us, yeah.
Sure. Okay, just finally, he wishes you well with your career at Australia and hope to see you back in Plymouth one day.
Yeah, like I say, hopefully you never know what's around the corner. Hopefully I plan to try and go down the coaching path. So one day you never know, I might be still on the sideline barking orders at Plymouth and copping stick from the Plymouth fans from behind me. So, yeah, that would be a nice thought. I wouldn't mind doing that.
Great.